Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. Oh boy, this is a fun time of the month. I'm releasing the prophetic word for August. It's August 4th, 2021. And I've got a word for the month of August. It's going to align you with the coming season. And this is the perfect timing. The Lord is releasing the perfect timing. And this is a word with some practical instructions as well on how to get ready for what God has for you. It's a time of transition. But I tell you, the scales have tipped to our favor. There is a changing and a shifting happening in the heavenly realm. On earth as it is in heaven, we pray right now, Lord, release this word in Jesus' name. Amen. You can chat in your questions if you want. If you're on my website, DougAddison.com, we do a Q&A at the end. We always value the questions and track those and then answer them later. If not, follow me on social media, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison, YouTube, Doug Addison. Also, take a look at my daily prophetic words. If you don't get them, you can get them delivered to your email box. Just go to DougAddison.com, click on Daily Prophetic, or just search on the hashtag Daily Prophetic. Oh my goodness, there is something new happening. We are entering into a new season, and the Lord is wanting you to die to some old things that will open the new way. It's going to be a good time. If you say die to old things, some people are like, oh man, no, this is all good. I've been going through it myself. It's refreshing. God is going to, he's going to shift something. But this is not an automatic word. You will need to contend for this word. In other words, I had to contend to get it and get out of my comfort zone to get it. But boy, when I got this, I'm already living this out. And I tell you, the grapes are big. You know, that's a verse about entering into the new land, but the giants were there. We had to overcome some things, but it's not that difficult. God's already prepared you. So we need to get ready for the days of awe. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, is followed up by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which is the highest holy day of the Jewish calendar. These are the days of awe. Now, we're no longer under the law of Moses, but I tell you, God still operates on the Jewish calendar. I don't celebrate the holidays or anything. I just make myself ready. So this year, the days of awe are September 6th through September 16th, 2021. So I'm just saying, this word for August is going to align you. If you work through some things here, God wants to get you ready and get you into the timing and the heartbeat of heaven so you can get in synchronization to hear His voice. Here's the word for August. It's preparing for a new season. The word right now is to get you into the Lord's timing. I heard Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2, but there's a season for everything, a time and a purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. Ecclesiastes 3, it's a season change right now. The Lord is bringing you into His perfect timing. It's a new season that we're entering into, and you might need to let go of some things. That's what dying could be, a couple of different things. It'd be literally. It is not literally, is what I'm saying. And in fact, you want to break off that. If you've been asking the Lord to take you to heaven, break that off. Because if you're hearing my voice, you made it through and you need to continue to push through. So the Lord might call you to let go of some issues of the past, maybe some plans that are no longer valid. This might include some issues of your soul, maybe struggles you've been going through. But I tell you, as you do this, it's going to get easier. And the Lord's releasing a power to overcome in the midst of this. We might need to die to previous prophetic words that are not for now. Some of them, you know, are null and void, but others you just need to hold on to because He's shifting things now. So there's some words that are for later and some are void, but He'll tell you, don't worry about this. Some people start freaking out over this, but you know, let go. That's what causing you, if you're holding on to things and not just saying, Lord, You speak to me fresh. Because it's refreshing when you get a hold of me. Also, there's things that we may used to be able to do that are not as effective. And so We got to pray for the new things. God is releasing a new way to pray. That's what I fell into. I found it immediately. It's a new way to pray for this new season. So I had to let go of my old. I had to die to that and then open up the new and, boy, something powerful released. Habakkuk 2:3. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait on it, says the Lord, for it surely will come and not delay. So this might be more radical for some people. God's going to speak, you know, about some of the prophetic promises that are for now and what that are maybe for later. Maybe some of them that you've been holding on to is going to now shift because there's a new thing coming from heaven now. Or some of them might be null and void. So get ready to hear the Lord speak in unusual ways. That's what's happened with me. Be ready to capture this. God's doing a strange work, is the word I keep getting. And ask the Lord to help you to sort things out and pray for the prophetic words. Pray over things. Take a look at them. See if he speaks to you. Don't get legalistic about it. Just notice. I'm just letting you know this is coming right now. Just to see it, know that if you do have to let go of something, there is a way, way better plan for you. And so just stay close to the Lord. Hear me right now. Listen to me. Stay close to the Lord and you won't miss him in this major transition. Don't worry about the things, about what's going to happen. Let it go. There is a divine course correction that's here. Proverbs 16:9, a man plans in his heart his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. So there's a major new alignment that's going to bring new assignments. The Lord is going to bring a kingdom realignment. It's going to produce new assignments. I'm not just trying to rhyme or rap here. Thank God. This is true. The new assignments are going to come. These are things that will, maybe people will come around certain groups or come around you, or you'll be called to come around a group. As you group together, there'll be more power. The Lord is shifting things right now. You're going to see the shifting of people and places. Doesn't mean that you have to move, but it's necessary for what's happening. I'm already seeing it. I've been aligned in the last, 30 days. I've been aligned with two people that were not in my life before, that have radically shifted things. And they came out of nowhere. That's because the Lord said, I'm doing this right now because I needed this in my life. And so this does not mean that you have to move or change jobs or anything, but we will see some transitions start to happen. And remember, to be careful not to make major moves without confirmation and prayer. So expect the Lord to start to move quickly and on confirmations as we do. So here's, everyone asked me, Doug, how do I prepare? So now I have a section, I probably should do this every month, I have a section called How to Prepare. The best way to prepare is to align yourself with heaven, develop godly character, and shore up the areas of your life that the enemy's been getting a foothold. Love, peace, and thankfulness are the keys. He showed me this, that the how to prepare is a powerful verse. Colossians 3:14-15. But above all else, put on love, which is a bond of perfection and protection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Who also, that we are called to be one body and to be thankful. So take a look at this. The Lord showed me three things that we need to prepare for. The three promises that are found in Colossians 3:14-15. These are major. It is seek the Lord, but it's love, peace, and thankfulness. Satan's trying to hit you right now, hit us, with division, perfectionism, the opposite of peace. Is anxiety. He's trying to hit you with the opposite of this. So we break this, Lord, right now. We break the attack of the enemy to get us out of the bond, you know, to get us out of agreements. We pray to break this in Jesus' name. Release the spirit of peace. Release the spirit of love and thankfulness. So as we develop deeper love for the Lord and each other, we're going to develop a bond of peace which will protect us. And as we move into this time, the Lord is still releasing the prophetic mysteries from heaven. And that's another thing that's coming. My prophetic word for this month is the prophetic mysteries are going to be revealed, and particularly the Bible. Luke 24:45, and Jesus opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. I tell you, the Bible is going to become a prophetic roadmap. God is going to open up your mind to understand, and your spirit. He's going to open up your mind and your spirit to understand some key Bible verses, points of the Bible. Here's the point. It's going to give you a greater ability to love, because intimacy is the key for this new season. The Lord is going to bring healing to the confusion of the prophetic words upon hearing God. He's rebooting our ability to hear the Lord. And as we focus back on the Bible, we develop a foundation that can't be shaken. I tell you, this is a season for this. And we're entering into this new season that it will require us to combine the understanding of the Bible, the Word, and hearing with the Holy Spirit. The combination of both of them for this season right now. The Lord is releasing fresh new revelation from the Word of God. He's going to illuminate verses in the Bible that you may have read 100 times, and then suddenly they make sense. That's going on with me right now. Suddenly I'm like, oh my goodness, why did I miss that? He's going to help you resolve problems and gain wisdom and understanding. There's powerful biblical principles of change are here that can change your life instantly once you get a hold of them. So understanding the Bible is needed to connect us with the heart of God. Watch for love letters from the Lord to be released from you. I've been got softening hearts. I've been walking through, expect some tender moments that might include getting emotional or weeping. But God's releasing His goodness right now. And God is also breaking off the legalistic spirit that is ruling right now. This legalistic spirit is driven by the ungodly, unloving spirits. The legalistic spirit tries to put you into rules. It's a killer of intimacy. The Lord is now shifting that. God is not a dictator. He's a loving Father. It's going to break off many people. There's also a release of a mature message. There's mature messages and wisdom coming. This is found in 1 Corinthians 2:6. Take a look at it. We speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. So watch for many. Ooh, wow, I can see this happening right now. You don't have to be a pastor or a teacher, but many pastors, teachers, speakers, Bible study leader, whatever, even worship leaders, is suddenly going to step into this place of getting mature wisdom. It's going to come through their messages and also through you personally. You'll start picking up on things. And I saw business strategies even coming through this, a new fire on messages, because God is bringing the release of mature wisdom. But the whole point of it is to bring us into deeper intimacy. I saw pastors getting a hold of this, and suddenly, starting in August, it's going to shift even more later, even throughout the year, the end of the year, that these new messages, these new downloads will come and ignite people with their hearts. I saw a mass exodus out of the wilderness because this is taking place. The Lord is igniting right now this understanding. He's releasing mature wisdom and decision making so that you can go beyond your current level of maturity. Expect new books, messages, songs, art. Expect this to start flowing from heaven. Now God's also releasing, on top of the mature wisdom, He's releasing hidden mysteries and understanding. 1 Corinthians 2:7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That is hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the beginning of time, before the ages, for our glory, He released this. So stuff that was, this is in the Word. Again, you're going to find it in the Word. You're going to find things that apply, even though it was written somewhere else. You're going to see it's going to apply to what we're doing right now. The Lord is continuing this month to release deeper understanding in the mysteries from heaven. The books and scrolls of heaven are now being opened. So watch this to bring positive change. It's already realigned me. I've gotten some most positive change. I've gotten some breakthrough things. I've had to battle for it. I did. It wasn't comfortable. I'd get out of my comfort zone. I had to battle for this. But when I did, an amazing breakthrough happened. So your dreams and visions are going to increase this month, and it will continue. You're going to get sudden, fresh, creative ideas. Strategic planning is going to become easy. The Lord is releasing His plans. And you don't have to be a prophet. You don't have to be prophetic. You don't have to be a seer to be part of this. Watch for God to speak to you naturally, supernatural, in the ways that you can best hear Him. And God is doing something new right now. He's renewing your strength. And I saw this happening in Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not be faint. This month, write that down. Isaiah 40, 31 is coming. This month, the Lord is getting you into His timing. And as this happens, new strength. I'm already getting it. New refreshment. I'm here. Man, I'm right here. I needed to be refreshed. New refreshment for the weary and releasing the ability to soar above your situation. That's eagle's wings. The Lord said, I'm releasing spiritual eagle wings over people. You're going to be able to get a bird's eye view, get a higher perspective. You're going to be able to rise above your current situation. Whether you're a prophet or not, you're about to get some of these things. Just ask the Lord for it. He's also revealing what is sealed. Daniel 2:22. He reveals deep and hidden things, and He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in Him. The Lord is going to reveal things that have been hidden in plain sight. They include solutions. I've gotten some. It's going to be attacks on your health, your finances, advancement that you need, people that you need to align with. This is good, folks. This is a good thing. Ask the Lord to reveal the deep and hidden things and watch for Him to shine the light. Also, this is the powerful thing, is that the impossible is going to start becoming possible. Jesus said, the things for which are impossible with men are possible with God. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. God is going to boost your faith. We're going to start in August. We're going to move even beyond this. What seemed impossible will suddenly start to manifest. And you'll discover, you know, some new things. Plus, God's sending you help. It's angelic help. It's help with others. You'll need to contend for your breakthrough over this. He's bringing you into His perfect timing. He's bringing you into peace. And He's bringing the areas of your life that were out of balance. Now, this is for you first. Put your own oxygen mask on first, then reach out to others. Take some time, and you're going to see this happen. So, Lord, we pray right now. We just ask. Your word says whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we just ask now, Lord, bind the attack of the enemy and loose the solution. Loose those solutions from heaven. We ask that You would activate this word for this month to get us into Your perfect timing, that You would cause us to flow in a greater level. Put the wings on us, the eagle's wings, to mine up on wings like eagles. We pray for the hidden mysteries, hidden understanding, the scrolls. We pray, Lord, for like Jesus, even when He was 12, it was considered to have wisdom beyond His time. So we ask for that mature wisdom to come upon us. We ask, too, that You would bring us into Your perfect timing, and that we would enter into that place of coming into agreement with heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, amen. I got a little more here. Hold on. But wait, there's more. Also, I have a special training to talk about in a minute. It's going to activate this whole thing for you. And right now, God is, I want to remind you, first of all, how to prepare is Colossians 3, 14 and 15. But above all else, put on love, which is a bond of perfection, and peace. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And also, being thankful. So those three things, keep those in mind in the midst of all this. Love, peace, and thankfulness. Also, the healing of divisions. The Lord's doing that. You don't have to agree with each other. You know, that's the thing. You don't have to agree with a person, but you do need to break that division that's out there right now. So the higher revelation and deeper understanding is here. The Lord wanted me to close with this. And it is a greater understanding of Jacob's ladder and Jacob's well. I've been talking about Jacob's ladder for a while, but this is a new level the Lord's bringing this month. It's a prophetic symbol, a symbolic message. Take a look at Jacob. He was the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. His name later became Israel, was changed by the Lord. But Jacob was also the father of Joseph. Remember the coat of many colors? Joseph later interpreted the dreams of Pharaoh and gave wisdom from the Lord that helped save the world in a famine and bless Israel. So Jacob and Joseph both, father and son, they both operated in a strong prophetic gift along with understanding of dreams and business advice and to be able to release financial strategies from the Lord. So Jacob had a major dream in Genesis 28. He saw heaven opened and angels ascending and descending. That's Jacob's ladder. Jesus then pulls this into the New Testament and he actually associates himself with it. John 1:50, he says this to Nathanael, you will see greater things than that. Most people want to do greater things because Jesus said you can do greater things. He also said you can see greater things. And he said, I tell you the truth, you'll see heaven open and angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. That's him. I'm not talking about the New Age teaching of ascending up Jacob's ladder. Don't try to go through things like portals like that, open things. Instead, ask the Lord to open that doorway and let the angelic help come to you. So the Lord is opening Jacob's ladder. And also, here it comes. But wait, there's more. It's Jacob's well is opening. In John 4, Jesus was sitting at Jacob's well, and he had an encounter with the Samaritan woman, and it was a very symbolic message. This is all symbolism, prophetic message of the Lord. Water represents the spiritual refreshment, revelation. Jesus called himself the living water, that if you get a drink from him, you gain refreshment. So Jacob's well was very deep. It was almost 75 feet deep, I think. And so it represented this living water. In John 4:4, check this out. Now, he had to go through Samaria, it's Jesus. And he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar. And near the plot of ground, Jacob had given his son Joseph. Now, here we have Jacob and Joseph's son. Yeah, this is their land, right? There's an anointing on this. And Jacob's well was there. And Jesus was tired from his journey, and he sat down by the well. Now, notice this, that there's a strong connection with revelation, that's the Spirit, and refreshment. In John 4:10, Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, I tell you, if you do the gift of God, we're talking about drinking from this well. She said, you'll have a bucket. This is a deep well. How are you going to get the water? And he says, if you do the gift of God, who it was asking you for a drink, you would ask him and he would give you living water. The Lord is opening up deep revelation and refreshment for your body, soul, and spirit. He's opening up Jacob's ladder over you as well. So Lord, we release this now. We release this in Jesus' name. This is powerful. Hey, Ben. Wow, I went over on this. Normally, I have a shorter time and do more Q&A and stuff, but it's a time right now. I believe the Lord's going to do something new. My website's DougAddison.com. I have an offer. I hope you can be part of this month because it's going to bring things together. It's August 21st, and it's a two-hour online workshop, interactive. It's called Transform Your Bible into a Prophetic Roadmap. Now, I got this last month. I felt that it was time, really, to release this. And the Lord is doing something right now in this area. He wants to release the prophetic roadmap over you. And just go to DougAddison.com/transform. And it's going to be August 21st, 2021. And the biggest thing here is that we're entering into a new season that will require us to combine understanding of the Bible and hearing the Holy Spirit and the prophetic gifts coming together as one. There's been some confusion in the ability to hear God. Focusing back on the Bible and understanding how it says is going to really open things. And again, Jesus said in Luke 24:45, he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures. This workshop is for everybody, basically. but it's getting some tools, whether you're starting out or whether you have advanced. I want to release some revelation that I have in this that will help you, especially with this deeper revelation stuff, you know, the mysteries, the deeper understanding the Lord is releasing right now. So what we're going to be going over, interpreting prophetic symbols and signs in the Bible, understanding the meaning of numbers, the times and seasons of the Jewish calendar, just discovering hidden mysteries. Also, revelation and prophetic mysteries that were hidden in the parables. How to use the Bible for all it's worth. Also, utilizing the courts of heaven. There's power in decrees. Understanding the justice system of the Lord. Take a look at some Bible prophecies and why they haven't come to pass. It's the Bible prophecies that you're going to want to take a look at now. An honest look at misinterpretations, the abuse of the scriptures to justify things that was not of the Lord, how to get out of rule-based and into grace-based. This is a powerful time. These are biblical principles that's going to change your life right now. Just go to dougaddison.com/transform. I hope you can be there August 21st. You have to sign up. If you sign up now, actually, during this time, you can save $5, and that's August 4th to 8th. Sign up now and be part of this, because the Lord's going to do something, especially you trainers or people who want this. We have a new upgrade version of this. You can get the trainer version, the trainer upgrade kit, and we give you the instructions on how to do it, but you get the PowerPoint or the keynote, my notes, my teaching slides. I'd recommend this for everybody. All right, dougaddison.com/give if you feel called to be part of what we do. We reach people all over the world, millions of people through the internet, releasing God's love, understanding how to hear His voice, and also discovering your destiny. So become a partner with us. Consider that. We have a group of partners that it's like actually, some people call it their church. It's their online church. We have a meeting every month for partners only, and we prophesy. I pray for the partners every day. But if you don't have a place, you can be part of what we're doing. DougAddison.com/give. Give one time, or you know, become a partner by giving every month. It's a powerful thing right now. And right now, the Lord's doing something. I got time for a couple of questions, looks like. I saved some time here. And Q&A is so important. Put your questions in. We value them. Here's a question that people are asking. You know, it's been a very discouraging time and confused with the conflicting messages out there, the conflicting prophetic words. You know, what can I do to trust the Lord and my ability to hear the Lord? Well, I tell you, right now, there's been an attack against hearing God. And I just released a few months, maybe even the last 2 months, how to really diffuse that and why it's going on. There's an attack against hearing God in the prophetic because we're about to move into a new season. So I want to encourage you to stay at the place of peace. Stay at this place. Ask the Lord to speak to you in some way that you can hear it. And don't worry if you've seen other people not, you know, maybe other people aren't hearing God or there's some strange things right now. The Lord is bringing healing right now to this area of hearing God. Here's the second question that we get a lot is, wow, is there an end in sight to the hard times and the pandemic? Yes. I don't know when it is or what it is, but I know that right now, I'm already operating above it. So God's going to call you to operate above your circumstances. And so I'm already at this place of joy. Yeah, I still have to be careful, you know, and I do things. We wear a mask. We're careful. But at the same time, we're not being held down. I believe the Lord is going to move in your midst and bring some healing. So here's the last question I'm going to get to, and that is, what's going on out there with all this violence, and what can we do about it? Well, here's what I do. Every day, I decree this verse, Psalm 7:9. I say this, O God who searches the hearts of man, put an end to the violence and set the righteous free and secure. It's to let the righteous be secure. So, Lord, we just pray this, and I believe we're going to see a turnaround. It's how you respond, and that's what counts. So, Lord, we pray that you would activate this word, powerful word. We pray, Lord, that you would transform our Bibles into the living roadmap. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, remember that August 21st, dougaddison.com/transform. And if you respond between now and August 8th, you can get a $5 discount. But at least take a look at the video. Hope you can be there. Hey, I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.